Hallelujah. God is good all the time and all the time. God is good. Amen. Amen. You know, one of the, and we're moving on, one of the greatest things is you seek him through his word, through prayer, and, you know, meditating on his word and then being a doer of the word. As you seek him, as you obey him, God has some things, you know, you can read scripture, you can quote them, you can confess them. The Lord, when they come, become revelation. When they become real to you, everything changes. Amen? Amen. So we're going to talk about some things tonight. Something that you already have heard, but I think you're going to hear them and see them in a different light. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Praise God. So let's go ahead and get started and go ahead and dismiss the children and nursery and youth and all that. Y'all come on the other end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to tell you this. This, you know, people have different reasons. I want you to listen to me. People have different reasons for doing different things. But I found out through the years that if you always keep God first, don't allow anything, did you want to say it? Anything, because sometimes somebody can say something or do something or something can happen, and you'll get cold on God, trying to get cold toward the person, get cold toward God. No, don't do that. Don't do that. You can't afford that. It will mess your life up. You find yourself in a place that you wonder how you got there. And then so many things will have passed you by. And so let's get started. And now what I'm going to talk about wisdom again tonight. Don't leave home without it. Wisdom is a must. Amen. Now, I'm not going to go back through Proverbs chapter 8 again, but I want to pick up in chapter 9. I want to just read a statement from chapter 8, 22. And let's just do, I don't know if you can put up 8:22 I read last time from in the New Living, I believe this word, yeah, the New Living Bible. If you don't have it, it's okay. But if you can, put it up. Proverbs 8:22, are you ready to go? Wisdom is a must. And I just sense in my spirit, I'm going to say something about the Holy Ghost tonight that's going to just bless your life. Amen. Amen. Notice, can we get it on the screen? Amen. That's all right then. I'm going to read from, I'm going to pull it up on my iPad. Notice the 21st verse. Let's do 19 from the King James, and I'll get to the Now notice what it says. I'm bagging up. The 19th verse, I'm at the New Living now. The 19th verse said, my fruit is better than what? Yea, than what? Fine gold. Wouldn't you like to have a bag full of fine gold tonight? That kind of thrill you would. If you don't think so, just walk up here and hand me some gold, see if I turn you down. It can be gold blocks, gold ring, gold chain. It doesn't matter. Just try it. But just so it goes. But he said, now listen, my fruit, this is what wisdom says. What I produce, my fruit, is better than gold. Yea, than what? Fine gold. And my revenue than what? Choice silver. You can get some of the choicest silver. You know, I don't know how well my wife taking care of it now, but way back she bought this little silver teapot and little tray. I think it had a little cot it was on. I don't know if she still got it, but I remember. And she polished it up pretty good when she first got it. I don't think she threw it away. But it was pretty choice to her when she first got it. Amen. That had been years ago. But notice it says, my revenue then charge silver. I lead in the way of what? Listen to what it said. I lead in the way of righteousness. And then God have made you and me righteous. Listen what wisdom says now. So we're going to say some things tonight. I lead in the way of righteousness. If it's crooked, if it's scheming, deceiving, I won't lead you in it. But if it's righteous, if it has to do with righteousness, that's what I lead you in. I teach you about it, show you what's yours, and you'll know you have a right to it, and then you have a right. Not only do you have a right to it, you have been made right to receive it. In other words, what God has provided for you, and He not only has provided this for you, but He has made you right, good, and ready to receive it. In other words, sometimes someone will offer you something, you start crawfishing. Well, I don't think I'm worthy. No, you, anything God has, He made you worthy to receive. Did you hear what I said? That's why He gave us instruction, and I won't get that tonight, but let me mention, that's the reason why He talked about that we do not walk as other Gentiles walk in lasciviousness and greed and all lustful things. We don't do that. Because we've been made right to receive God's gifts. It didn't make no difference what it is. And then when God began to bring some things in our lives and we start crawfishing, start somewhere, I don't think I'm worthy. I won't. See, that's false humility. That's being ignorant. See, it's one thing to be greedy, but it's another thing to be a receiver. Am I helping anybody? Amen. So He said, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Now, we talked about judgment the other Sunday a little bit. Remember that? See, judgment means I'm able to judge that thing or those situations, that thing or that situation or whatever that is in the light of the word, what is right. I lead in the way of judgment. If when that thing is judged in the light of the word, if you're not right, I'm not a fool. But if you're right, hey, bring it on. I lead in the way. In other words, you have the ability to judge it, whether it's right or wrong. If it's on God's side, it's right. If it's on the devil's side, leave it alone. Is that clear enough? All right. Praise God. All right. So He said, we got to move on. Okay. So I lead in the way of what? In the midst of the path of judgment. Listen now. Listen why He does this now. Listen. That I may call those who what? I may call who? Those who love me. To do what?